दिस इज आकाशवाणी द न्यूज रेड बाय तन्मय कुलश्रेष्ठ। India has expressed deep concern over the rising number of civilian casualties in Lebanon amid continued strikes by Israel despite the two-week ceasefire in West Asia. It asserted that the protection of civilians remains its foremost priority. Addressing an interministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia in New Delhi, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that the current situation is very disturbing, particularly given India's long-standing commitment to peace and stability in the region. He underlined respect for sovereignty and territorial integrity of states.
India has always emphasized the protection of civilians as the foremost priority. Observing international law and respecting sovereignty and territorial integrity of states is essential. Our embassy in Lebanon remains in close touch with the Indian community for the safety and security.
Meanwhile, the government has said that it has successfully met the peak demand of electricity and energy requirements of the country amid the West Asia crisis. Joint Secretary in Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas Sujata Sharma said domestic LPG and fuel supply is stable in the country. Iran's Foreign Minister Sayyed Abbas Araghchi has said that the US must adhere to its commitments under the two-week ceasefire deal to halt the hostilities in West Asia, asserting that Lebanon remains an integral part of the agreement. According to the Iranian state media, Araghchi made these remarks during a phone conversation with Iran's ambassador to Lebanon, Mohammad Reza Rauf Shibani, in which he was briefed on the latest developments in Lebanon. Shibani provided a detailed update on the battlefield and political developments in Lebanon following what Iran described as recent Israeli aggressions. He further stressed that Lebanon is an essential component of any ceasefire arrangement, adding that hostilities must cease immediately. This comes amid uncertainty surrounding the prospects of talks scheduled for today between Iran and the United States to find a complete solution to end the conflict in West Asia. Over 2 lakh women-led micro and small enterprises entrepreneurs registered on government e-marketplace GeM, Vimania Initiative secured 13.7 lakh order volume in last financial year. Vimania Initiative helps in addressing constraints that limit women's access to formal government markets. The government has approved 52 new applications under Round 3 of the Production Linked Incentive Scheme for Textiles. Ministry of Textiles said that these applicants have committed an investment of 6,708 crore rupees with an expected turnover of 21,186 crore rupees. The approved proposals are expected to provide a significant boost to the textile sector, particularly in the segments of man-made fiber, MMF fabrics, MMF apparel, and technical textiles. Nearly 3.98 crore passengers travelled through Vande Bharat Express trains in financial year 2025-26, marking a remarkable surge in passenger patronage on the network. This reflects year-on-year growth of nearly 34% from 2.97 crore passengers in financial year 2024-25. Ministry of Railways said that the rise highlights the growing preference for fast, comfortable and modern rail travel among passengers across the country. World Parkinson's Day is being observed today across the globe to raise awareness about Parkinson's disease, a kind of neurodegenerative disorder. The theme for this year is Bridge the Care Gap. The day aims to educate people about the condition, promote early diagnosis, and advocate for better care and research. The India Meteorological Department has forecast thunderstorms and lightning over Himachal Pradesh, Rayalaseema, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Kerala, Mahi and South Interior Karnataka today. Similar conditions will prevail over Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim and the northeastern states. And that is the end of this news bulletin.